Forebearers, give me the strength to destroy those who oppose me, the cunning to keep what I win, and both so no one dares take what is mine. The sound of a tinny bell tolling fills the air. Travelers who have been on the road for days, maybe even weeks, look around with a combination of excitement and confusion. And one red dragonborn turns to a silver dragonborn with a huge, shit-eating grin. Self, you have finally made it to Semaphore Abbey for its legendary, exclusive, and not super regularly scheduled fighting tournament. And you've been told by an elven woman standing before you, known as the Abbot, that the tournament is begun. There's a moment of confusion, but she turns around and begins walking away from the group. And you see several others who are also clearly clad in these reddish monk robes start filing behind her.
Do I get the impression that we are supposed to follow, or that the tournament is now a free-for-all and we're beginning right now and it's last dragonborn standing?
Well, I think that's a fair distinction. But after a moment, and specifically after seeing you try to take in the situation and make that deduction, you see Kavos Pyrolighter, the red dragonborn, the individual, the mortal who invited you here, looks at you and pointedly turns to follow the abbot.
I thought you were going to say, looks at you and punches you in the face.
Yeah, that's what
it
I
starts!
Thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was happening now.
More and more people start to file in. Around you are buildings several stories high, made of this pumice bricks with almost obsidian-looking mortar in between them. This is not a style of architecture you would have seen in many of your travels, and you hear this bell toll and toll, and more people join this throng. Suddenly, there are hundreds of people who are all moving in the same direction. You pass through curved archway after curved archway, and soon you find yourselves collectively walking through open hallway. So there are pillars opened to air on either side of you. And above you are intricate lattice work of stonework. It is all depicting just flames kind of interplaying through everything. Eventually you realize that running throughout this flame is the tail, and then the claws, and then the gargantuan body, and then the huge wings, and then the snapping maw of a red dragon.
Drawn, or actually like the body has been is now hanging from
A reasonable clarification, as part of the woodwork,
okay.
Made in an artistic way.
Gotcha.
As you're walking alongside this strange bell tolling, you start to hear a steady drum beat. And then you hit open air. And as some of the group starts to peel off into the stands, many stay where you are, Self. The abbot continues walking, and She goes to stand in the middle of this arena on what appears to be some sort of sigil or carving that you can't make out from this angle. And she turns around to address the gathered fighters and the crowd alike. This abbey is a place of strength. We crave it. We chase it. We define ourselves through our pursuit of it. Here, we ask one singular question to our initiates and monks. Are you more capable than this mortal next to you? Here we offer one singular measuring stick. Competition. This is a demonstration of skill, not a fight to the death. But if you do not fight to win, you are not welcome in our abbey. The only prize here is knowledge. Knowledge that you were or were not good enough. The only celebration you will receive is the cheers of the crowd before you, and perhaps the gratitude of a well-beaten opponent. Fighters, to the side of the ring. And you see some people who are in robes start to head off, knowing where they're supposed to stand. Presumably, the rest of you take up positions accordingly. So you find yourself standing next to Kavos. He joined you, let's be honest. He found himself next to you. He made sure he found himself next to you.
Do I realize what he had done?
Give me an insight check, and the difference will be whether you know for sure or whether you just simply suspect, regardless of what you roll.
That's a 7 on the die. I believe I'm plus 6.
Kavos is giving nothing away. He's standing there, perfectly pristine, the model of an obedient fighter. But, like, you think you have a read on him. Do you say anything? Knowing that he may have set you up to arrive tired, we'll say.
I'll just kind of nod and give him a somewhat toothy dragonborn grin. And I will say,
very clever. Getting your most dangerous opponent as tired as possible before the tournament to help ensure that you win. I didn't take you for one so clever.
Kavos betrays nothing, and he opens his mouth, kind of turning a little bit more towards you, when you hear the voice of the abbot call out, "We have been joined today by a special guest to our abbey. Selv Astralin of the Bingjuzi Monastery, a sister monastery of ours in some ways."
I'll step forward and take a reverent bow to the abbot.
She does a kind of corresponding small bow back, and she says, "If you would, do us the honor of partaking in this first combat of the tournament to show us what those of your monastery would do in such a fight."
"It would be my great honor to be both the first and last participant in all of the fighting for the tournament."
She glances down at you and she says, "Well, that may be, but you should know that, unfortunately, this is a single combat. Allies are not permitted into the arena." Down at your feet, you see a small baby donkey with nubbins and a fighting chicken ready for combat at your side.
I will
God, I want to know how many opponents Colaprico could take.
I am now realizing, like, how far do I want to go there?
Yeah. Yeah. He's got, like, a red headband on. Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's, like, ready.
I'm not going to say I'm like, not going to have and, this baby going in
how
the
does,
background.
How does the like, the sleeveless thing work on a chicken? Do they have, like, no feathers yeah, up right. to, like, the arm? Or, you know,
fight him and find out.
Yeah. So I will turn. And is Colaprico on top of
the podium? Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. Like, kind of riding right where, like, a saddle would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll kind of put my hand on Hody's head and also on the head of Colaprico.
Hody stamps her feet, you know, kind of digs at the dirt a little bit, flares her nostrils, and then kind of does, like, the equivalent of, like, a donkey wink up at you.
And I'll just say,
thank you, my friends. I've got it from here. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hody and Colaprico are watching you as you talk to them. And they squint their eyes and start moving backwards until you see their attention move across the arena. The abbot is gone, no longer in the center of the arena. Hody and Colaprico stare daggers at what can only be Sel's first opponent in this tournament. Would someone like to describe to me who the first opponent is going to be?
Across the blackened gravel from Sel stands a burly outline. And as you come into focus, you see this figure with a, like, white, pristine, old-timey doctor's surgeon's, like, shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And long, brown, like, curly hair and a big, brown, burly beard. And this figure just clangs two saws together and says, "Someone is ready!"
Oh God! I wasn't sure about this whole thing, but now I'm totally in it.
I'd like to tell everyone. I very specifically gave very little guidance to the players. I said, you know what? Hey, have fun. Choose a big character. You know, explore the world a little bit if you want. Do whatever you want, and we'll see how that shakes out.
I am also ready for Sawbone.
Yes, yeah. I think we can all agree that we are all ready for Sawbone, except perhaps for Self-Astralite. Yes. As a quick note to our listeners, we are not playing Dungeons & Dragons for this episode, mostly because Dungeons & Dragons is a bad game for one-on-one combat, mostly if you want to get through any amount of them in a reasonable amount of podcast time. Instead, we are actually playing Extra Time, which is an official expansion zine for the Tournament Arc game, which is very good. It's by Biscuit Fun Games. The Tournament Arc system is specific for extremely, like, it's very based on martial art tournament or sports animes or whatever, just any time where it's like, ah, yes, cataclysmic battles told narratively with a little bit of mechanics. They do a card battle version where you can live through all of your wildest Yu-Gi-Oh! Dreams
nice.
And all kinds of...
Why are
of
we it. Playing that?
Yeah, I don't want to play this now.
If you're interested in that, you can go watch the Live from the Apocalypse series using the exact same system. But this one is all about strength, both personal and emotional. Go check it out. It's on their itch page. It's very lovely. So, long story short, we have two fighters. When you're building your fighter, you can do a few things. Mostly you choose, are you a short-range fighter? Are you a medium-range fighter? Are you a long-range fighter? We're going to kind of gloss over a lot of the mechanics of it, just because we are a show showcasing games, not a show explaining games quite as much. But we think you'll be able to pick up some of it as we go along, and we hope we'll be able to pick up some of it as we go along. I couldn't start the sentence. Sawbone and Selv. You find yourselves alone in the arena. The drum, which has been going this entire time, reaches a fever pitch And to the side, kind of at the opposite end of this arena from where you came in, you see a team of robed monks. Some of them have their like sleeves rolled up and you know, are showing off their muscle shirts underneath it.
Sun's out, guns out.
Yeah, exactly. And they have all grasped a huge lever and are straining against it. Biceps are absolutely rippling. You can count the sinews on each of their muscles. And as it clanks into place, a gong is hit. The bell stops ringing and the drums stop beating. And you see an opening along the wall start to glow as you see molten lava start to fill into the arena and encircle the entire circumference of the fighting arena. Immediately, it is much hotter in here. And you hear the abbot's voice ring out for a final time. And she says, begin. Actually, I said this is a diceless system, but I'd like each of you to roll a d20 really quick.
2.
16.
Self, before you is Sawbone.
Sawbone!
You're not sure how many words Sawbone knows. Thus far, it's only been their own name and then is ready. Mm-hmm. And so far, that's it.
Well, and I actually still don't know if it's one word or two words. Is it Sawbones or is it Sawbones? You know, because that could cut the number of words by like a third that they know.
That's true.
It is one.
I'm just imagining they're just yelling, is! And that's the only thing.
Ready is Sawbone. Ready. Is Sawbone ready?
Saw!
Yeah, exactly. They are a Pokemon, I guess. You don't need to, that doesn't need to be an actual character choice for you, Sophie. Just, we were having our own little fun. So, I guess I should ask.
Mm-hmm.
Sawbone.
Yes.
I'm not using your human corporeal name for the extent of this fight, Sophie. Sophie is dead. Long live Sawbone. Sawbone.
Yes!
That's 4.
We gotta have
increased
a running
by 33% yeah, right? The number of words.
That's the interactive portion of today's
Yeah,
thing,
listeners, get out your notepads.
Exactly. The gong has been rung. It is time. Please paint us a picture of how Sawbone goes from kind of introduction to it's time to fight. Is there a respectful nod, a bow, a salute? Is it a mad charge across the arena? What happens?
Sawbone clanks their bone saws and like starts a battle cry. After clanking them together, throws them aside, and again, still like raging, like, ah! Rips off the sleeves of his shirt, and is just saying, hey, dragon folk, you're in here with me, and starts charging forward.
Perfect.
I don't think that was ever in question. Oh boy, we're starting away.
So you see this very obvious offensive ploy coming at you. You know, sometimes there's bows, sometimes there's not. And that's just, you know, it's different styles, like different martial traditions. But you have rolled, I guess, technically higher on initiative. You get the first action in combat. You guys are currently 3 spots away from one another. You have a handful of techniques that you have at your disposal, basically 1 action. You can strike, which is do a punch and score a point. You can evade, you can shift, which means moving yourself. You can trip, which means moving your opponent. Or you can brace, whereupon you gain a token to spend later.
And how many did you say we start with? 2?
Yes, you start with 2 tokens, and you're looking to gain a total of 5 points to win, or 3 points in a row without conceding any points.
Gotcha. If that's the case, and we are 1, 2, 3 spaces away from each other, that is right in my sweet spot.
Ooh, okay.
So Selv sweeps back with his foot to almost take a combat stance, and then the wind begins to whip around his fist, and then he is going to attempt to strike Sawbone with his fist of unbroken air.
Excellent. So because you are in kind of your ideal zone, your middle range fighter, that means you do not have to spend any tokens to do the strike action. So that means you get 1 point and you're able to move one spot.
Then I will shift one spot back.
So Selv, you are kind of, you do a punch and you retreat a little bit. You are now, there is this wall of lava that is right behind you. It is, you would probably know, not as hot as it would be if it were just, say, open lava. You would guess there's probably some amount of magic on this where it's not necessarily...
Something shielding it.
Something is probably shielding it. It's probably just for drama. You know how those red dragonborns right. can be. But it's still very hot, and this is, you know, the edge of the arena that you've already put yourself towards. Sawbone. My brain is going to struggle with it for the rest of the time, and I embrace it. Sawbone, first of all, please describe how, you know, this dragonborn conjures up the elements and punches you with them. How does Sawbone react to that?
Sawbone is undeterred from running straight towards this dragonborn with the goal of just like, honestly, Sawbone's probably like, lava, yes! And like, if they both go on the lava, Sawbone still won.
At worst is a tie.
Yeah. Yes.
Tie goes to the attacker?
Yeah, or just make sure that he falls in first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But given Sawbone has one technique.
Yes.
I guess I will spend my turn. I think it's technically evading, which is shifting up two positions.
Yes, you use the evade technique.
Yeah.
Which is basically, yeah, move yourself up to two spots.
Yeah, so Sawbone is now on the fourth position. And I think, is that all I can do for the turn?
Well, so you are, yeah, so you're now two spots away. So that is your action. The one thing you can do is you can use your focus, which is what you start out, which what all fighters start out with, a point of focus, which is just kind of that extra little bit of kind of training adrenaline burst where you're like, aha, because of my martial excellence, I can do a little bit extra at least one time during the turn. You could spend focus to shift again and make sure he was kind of within your range, or you can just kind of stare menacingly.
I think in true Sawbone fashion, I will spend my focus to shift that final space forward and be toe-to-toe.
Okay.
But that is then all I can do.
Correct.
Okay.
Selv, it is your turn. And before we continue, you were the first person to strike in this combat. You were the one who started setting the tone. Already, Sawbone is on the back foot, chasing you around the arena. That means you have the momentum of the fight, which is another resource in this game. The person who strikes first has the momentum. And that's just kind of a floating extra bit of focus that you can turn in at any time.
Excellent. So what I would like to do is, since Sawbone was coming right at me for the entire length of the arena, I am going to attempt to throw my foot out and attempt to trip them and shift them a couple of spaces.
Ooh, okay.
And it's automatic?
Yep.
Okay, so I am going to move them two spaces back.
Now you guys are three squares away from each other.
Yes. And, hey, I've got momentum. I'm going to use that. I will turn in the momentum, and the wind whips around my foot this time as I sidekick out and just blast a condensed air, I guess, right at Bonesaw.
Maybe it's one after the other, where one kick is the one that pushes Sawbone back, and then the other kick is what, like,
yeah,
does
it'd be
the
like a jump up, like the bicycle kick, just like thump thump, like one smack sends him backwards a little bit, and the second one blasts the air out.
So that is now 2 points for you, and that is almost 3 points in a row, which is what you need to win this bout. Sawbone, you've been pushed back. You've been hit. You're seeing red now.
Mm-hmm.
You're pissed. You see this dragonborn doing all these fun flips, just, you know, pushing you away, not fighting you in an honorable way. And you kind of get psyched up. And now you have momentum.
Hey.
Because it has been spent. You at any time can use it.
Gotcha. I am going to spend a token to shift one and strike self.
Okay.
And so then I'll use the momentum to trigger the fighting style.
Ooh, okay.
And Sawbone is a pressure specialist. Your opponent can't evade or trip during their next turn.
Okay.
How wide is this trough of lava between the arena floor and, let's say, the wall where the seating starts?
It is, I don't know, probably, like, there's also, because there's also fighters in between you, so it's probably, like, I don't know, 10 or 20 feet.
Oh, okay. Oh, so they're all still around the outside, on the other side of the lava.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't trip or evade.
Correct.
This time around. Okay.
Sawbone looks self dead in the eye and yells, "You're stuck in here with me!"
Same number of words. Hasn't added any new words.
Just reiterating this very important point.
Making sure you know.
I still don't think that was in doubt.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey everyone, Jonathan here with the Midroll. If you're looking for the hottest frog memes around, join the Reckless Attack community on Discord. You can find a link to it in the show notes of our latest episodes or on our website, recklessattack.com. Want to support the show? Tell a friend or check out our Patreon at patreon.com/recklessattack, where you can get access to our behind-the-screen talkback show, as well as our new Reckless of Snacks series, where we eat snacks, hang out, and just talk about whatever's on our mind. Thanks so much for listening to us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
Self kind of like spins around and leaps into the air. And when he's in the air, the swirling wind starts forming around his clawed hand. And then he pushes it out and then land on the ground in a defensive position.
That is another point for you. So that brings you up to 3. Sawbone. Yes. Mm-hmm. In that order of words. You're trading blows. He is now just one, you know, he's just a little bit, just a little bit further away than you're kind of comfortable with. But at least he's staying here. He's all yours for playtime.
And Sawbone wants to relish this moment.
Of course.
So we'll strike Selv. And it is not graceful at all. It is just like a hook right to Selv's ribs as Sawbone just does like a really quick sprint to close the gap and catch him right under his like very fancy waving gusting air that leaves an opening for Sawbone.
I am going to spend the momentum to block that.
Oh!
So part of the defensive position is that Selv's wrist catches yours where you're striking and pushes it just ever so slightly to the side, just enough to just barely. You catch part of his gi, but aren't able to fully connect with his dragonborn stomach.
Okay. You have the momentum. You have missed once. He's able to just barely. You had him. What would you like to do?
Can I use the momentum?
I think so, yeah.
But I can't use it for my fighting style.
No, you can use it to do another strike, though.
Okay. I do
that.
That
makes sense.
Yeah. So Sawbone is enraged by missing and will use the spinning momentum that Selv used by diverting his wrist and cuts the spin just short and jabs him right in the stomach using the momentum.
To do a strike. Okay. You do a big spin. And you connect with him the second time. You score another point.
That was self-kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. I want to do my fighting style.
Okay. And remind me, what is that?
Pressure specialist. Can't evade or trip. So basically, I'm going to lose my voice.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
you're stuck in here with me.
Moving forward, we can just clip that and then just keep playing.
Every
it over
time
and
that
over.
Happens, pressure specialist, boom.
Excellent. So that takes one token to enact your fighting style, but excellent. That is good. So you are, Selv, you are being absolutely ground down now. Just punch after punch, and they are all weighty, and you have to spend so much of your time trying to dodge it. You know that if you miss or mess up just a little bit, Sawbone is going to be absolutely all over you.
Okay, can't evade, can't trip. I am going to non-mechanically push Sawbone off of me just to open up like a few feet of space, and then Selv just kind of takes this defensive stance and has his arms up as if he's ready to block whatever incoming attack is coming in, and I am going to brace myself.
Okay. You use the brace technique, which means you gain a token for future use.
Sawbone has one track mind and will just continue striking. This is his element. He is where he wants to be, and will, because in the zone, it's minus one token, so I don't spend a token.
Correct.
Will strike again.
Excellent. You get another point. You can move if...
I'm actually going to use the momentum to block that.
Ooh, okay.
So again, Sawbone comes in, and this time Selv maneuvers under Sawbone's arm and looks right at Sawbone, right in the eye, just right next to him.
Sawbone, anything else you'd like to do?
Spend the momentum to strike again.
That seems pretty reasonable to me. Okay, you still get your points.
Well, so how does this work then? Do I spend the momentum to block?
I'm going to say no. I don't think so. Well, because that couldn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fun to just like trade the momentum back and forth, and you can kind of do it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you shouldn't do that. I can look and
Nathan
see.
Is biased towards Sawbone.
Right. We'll Google. Well, I'll look that up before the next fight. We'll get that cleared up.
Okay.
This time, Sawbone just, instead of swinging with the right hand, just grabs Selv's gi, like hard enough to strike you, almost like a flat palm to your chest, and then grabs your robes as like, I'm here with you.
Yes, we've established that.
You can hear from like behind you, like from the other side of the lava, like their other friends, like, is he okay? It was like, what? I mean,
actually, I'm also picturing like up in the crowd. It's like as soon as Sawbone starts to say it, the rest of the crowd is like, "You're in here with me."
Yes,
there are bonets in this
good.
Arena.
I'm glad you went with that and not boners.
Yep,
that is canonically the name.
Yes, we've stated it out loud. Yes, a huge cheer goes up with the now infamous catchphrase. Just choruses throughout.
Say it with me now. You're in here with me!
Selv, your turn.
Yes. So you did not use your special keep me from doing stuff to you.
And as a reminder, you have 3 points.
Yes.
You only need 5 to win.
Correct. So what I would like to do is I am going to, because Sawbone is right there,
absolutely bearing down, has a hand around, like on your collar.
Sawbone!
So Sawbone is really uncomfortably close to Selv. Selv uses both his palms and shoves Sawbone backwards using the trip ability to send him sprawling a little bit backwards, 2 spaces away from him. Then I am going to use the momentum to strike at Sawbone from a distance to score 1 additional point.
One away.
And actually, I am going to use my focus.
Aha, yes.
To do an additional strike at my sweet spot and put Sawbone on their back.
Okay. Usually, normally, I'd be like, Selv, how do you finish this fight? But that's... No. Sawbone gets to say how Sawbone goes out. Sawbone, could you please tell us how Sawbone goes back so we can get our beloved Sophie back at the table?
Mm-hmm. Sawbone was charging up again to run straight at Selv, but that gust of wind hits him right in the chest, knocking the air from Sawbone's lungs. And he has to kneel down because he can no longer fight.
Why is Sawbone narrating?
You, 100%. Because you use character voice, that means that Sawbone said all of that aloud. And that, I'm sorry
it
to
was
say.
It was just the most important character description, so it had to be Sawbone.
The boulder has conflicted feelings about hitting
I agree, Sophie. I think it was 100% the right choice.
It was
even,
very good.
Even without the kind of meta implications that Sawbones is actively narrating through just like gasping breaths, his own demise and defeat at the hands.
And then Sawbone turns his head and looks directly at the camera.
Exactly.
With the thumbs up.
Nathan, I need to text you because I have follow up for Sawbone.
Oh, good.
Sawbone is really not gone from this universe.
Yeah. Expand upon the Sawbone lore.
No, I'm waiting for the self Sawbone team up.
Yeah.
You know.
And the Bonettes are just in the back dancing.
Yeah.
As Sawbone takes a knee and starts kind of gasping, you again, Self, you know, your punch just kind of slipped in under the ribs, knocked the wind out of him, and he is out. You hear the gong hit another time, signaling the end of the bout. A modest cheer. You know, you're the first. You're a special guest. You're the first bout. A cheer kind of goes up in appreciation.
Selv does move up and give a respectful bow to Sawbone.
Sawbone reaches up and grabs Selvsky and just says, "Good job."
Or then it's just normal voice where it's like, "You did a good job. That was a good fight.
Yeah, right. I enjoyed that.
It.
Yeah.
Thank you and for then, your time."
I have cough. My character description said a good job in the Sawbone voice. It's my Sawbone.
Mm-hmm. Soon, additional fighters are brought into the arena. You guys are kind of shuffled off. Hody and Colaprico greet you enthusiastically. There's a lot of kicking of little hooves and, kind of ornamental ruffling of feathers in celebration and some kind of mutual animalistic nuzzling. So you get a tap on the shoulder from a robed monk who just leans in and just congratulations on your victory. The abbot would like a word in private with you.
Oh, of course. Lead the way.
And as you exit, you are given, complimentary water bottles, cold towels, sports electrolyte drinks, you know, kind of all this stuff. Maybe some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, apple slices, that sort of thing. And you are led outside of the arena onto the grounds of the abbey. You're getting a different side of it as you are going through its various hallways. More and more, you are seeing living spaces. You walk past a kitchen, which is busy, again, slicing oranges and mixing large vats of fantasy Kool-Aid and all that sort of thing. Eventually, you are brought to kind of a small chapel and brought inside. It's very simple. There is quite a lot of decoration in it, but the exterior is fairly rudimentary. It is covered with a variety of red dragon, memorabilia, so to speak. Just imagine...
Regalia.
Regalia is probably a better word for it. But statues, engravings, paintings, and some of them are hung up nicely, but there's almost so much that you can't put it in an orderly fashion. You walk to the other end of this little room and in through a door which leads to a stairway upward, and are brought before the abbot. This elven woman looks at you, and she says, Master Aslan, thank you for agreeing to speak with me. I was pleasantly surprised when Kavos contacted me, saying that he had encountered you, a member of another monastery. I am glad that you were able to make it.
As am I. This is my first one of these particular types of tournaments.
Well, you showed yourself very well. I hope it will be an example of what is to come. Not just in between the Ring of Lava, but with something else. I need to ask you a question very plainly.
I must humble myself before you, Master Astralin. I eschew games of placation, of threats, of compliments, of attempts of building trust and rapport, because I have heard you are capable from Kavos. And this is a matter of great import that I believe you will understand. Does your monastery have any eggs remaining?
I do not know if they remain there. But at one point, yes. When I left, there were eggs at the monastery. If I may ask, do you have them here as well?
Well, that brings me to the crux of our discussion here. We do. We have a single egg. The egg, of course, they are all special. They are all meaningful. They are all a sign of great potential, of the return of dragons one day. And our abbey, like your monastery, was also founded in part to protect this hopeful future. But this one is particularly valuable to us, not simply for what it is, but because it is also the egg of Rindre the Devouring Star, who is the dragon that tamed these mountains and in many ways is the founder of our abbey. To be blunt, we believe someone is here to steal it from us.
What drew you to that conclusion that someone was here for it, or that knew it was here?
We have methods. And let us just say we have gotten reliable information that we believe at least one of the contestants here is an agent for an outside force looking to collect these. It would be simple for us to guard this egg, but this option sickens me, for it allows those who wish to harm us another day. And that is where I would like to enlist you. You are an outsider to this monastery, but are close enough to know the import of this task.
I am at your disposal.
If they intend to harm my abbey, they must believe themselves to be extremely strong or extremely stealthy.
Or they have their trust in a powerful ally.
These are the questions that we wish you to seek the answer for. If there are allies, who are they? If there is an organization, what is it? If there is a plan in place, what is it? When will it be? And how can we ensure that they are, again, taught a lesson?
Of course.
And I will give another bow.
Thank you. You are dismissed. Of course, I appreciate your discretion in this matter. I know, Kavos knows, a few others know, but only those that we knew we could trust. Selv, you close the door behind you, and you descend the stairs back into this overstuffed room and back into a courtyard that you walked through to get here. In the middle of this courtyard is a huge tree that has been absolutely burnt to cinders. It catches your eye as it reaches up and up. And as you look at it and look at it and think about what you've been asked to do and think about what happened to you all those years ago, you hear the roar of a crowd as the tournament continues. And that is where we'll leave it this week. We will see you next week on Reckless Attack, which is the first time we've said the name of the episode, the name of the podcast this entire time. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Sawbones!